Welcome back. We have just festivized our studio here for the holidays. The folks at Quincy Point Congregational Church stopped by for a couple of reasons. First, to tell us about tomorrow's big Nutcracker Christmas Marketplace, and also the Diaper Drive Challenge that's trying to collect 10,000 diapers to donate to Interfaith Social Services here in Quincy. So Reverend Kimberly Murphy and Deanna Van Chagen have stopped on by to tell us about that and more. Ladies, happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you.
Great to see you both. Thanks for stopping by. Just having you here, you've really elevated the appearance of our studio, for sure. Reverend, before we talk about any of this and all of this, how long have you been at Quincy Point now?
Over 7 years now.
Has it been that long?
Yeah.
And how's the experience been for you?
It's been wonderful. Yeah, I've been really enjoyed it very much.
Very good. How's the congregation's status, numbers, if you will?
Well, like a lot of churches, we've had issues with aging population, and after COVID, some of our folks didn't come back necessarily.
Sure.
They enjoyed their Sunday off, which, given everyone, they have such busy schedules, and if they want to have any time with their family, usually Sunday's the only day, and we do understand that. But a lot of people are now watching us on cable.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're happy to help you with the good news.
Yes. Yeah. And people are watching us on social media,
sure.
So a lot of time throughout the week, we'll have a couple of hundred people will tune in.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's
so it's a very different environment, and churches are really slow at capitalizing on things like that.
Yeah.
We're kind of like the aircraft carrier that you have to turn like 15 miles back to make the turn.
Yes.
So we're playing catch up, but we have a really very forward, socially justice-oriented congregation, which is why we're here.
Yes.
So we do a lot at Quincy Point, and I'm very grateful for the work that people do.
Yeah, it's interesting you use the maritime connotation, because that really is the roots of the church, right?
Mm-hmm.
Going back to the shipyard days.
Definitely. Yeah. When we were repairing our ceiling last year, or the roof, we realized that probably some of the shipwrights built the or constructed. That's
the
what I was told anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about about structural engineering.
Sure.
I only people's But the way that it was constructed looked a lot like what the shipwrights would be doing.
Yeah.
So
because that building was moved to its current location. That's not its original.
It's
home,
not
right?
its original location.
Yeah. It's about a couple of miles down the point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It's where the car wash is.
Oh. Okay. All right. Sure. And it's almost 200 years old now.
The original sanctuary, I would think, would be heading toward that,
Incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Have you done anything special for Quincy 400 this year at Quincy Point that you can think of?
We have not.
Okay.
Part of that is I was out on sick leave. So
I missed. Well, I'm glad you're back and healthy.
I am.
That's good.
So am I.
Yes.
But we've been watching what has been happening in Quincy, and it's been really exciting.
Yeah.
And I hope people take advantage of, you were talking about American Revolution Scholar.
Next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday. So
a
lot of really interesting things. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
People take advantage of that.
Quincy Point is a big part of the Quincy 400 history, certainly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the shipyard dates back to the early 1800s, really.
Mm-hmm.
So so there's definitely a historical aspect to it there.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to talk about something more contemporary today, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
A couple of different things. First, I mentioned the big Christmas marketplace that's taking place tomorrow. So, Deanna, why don't we start there? Because that's kind of your Bailey wagon, right?
Well, it is.
Yeah.
It is. it's the Nutcracker Christmas Marketplace this year, and we have the silent auction that is going to have a couple of these Christian Ubrecht nutcrackers in the silent auction for some lucky person who bids the right amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
And
now these are, folks can't tell this, but these are all wood. You know, these are very nicely crafted. This is something that will last.
They are, and these are from German makers.
Okay.
And that is where the original nutcrackers came from.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And they were made by people in the German-speaking areas where they were there for good luck, and they were also guards. hence the way they're made.
Okay, so there's two of these, you said, available?
We have two of those.
Okay.
The other one is a baker.
Oh, okay. All right. Quite appropriate.
For quite appropriate.
German
yes.
theme, yeah. Okay,
yes.
Very good.
And we have a lot of other interesting things in our silent auction. We also have a cookbook.
Thank goodness.
That we, it's called
we'll
Making Meals, here. Making Meals and Sharing Stories.
Yeah.
And the last part of this does go a little bit into the 450th anniversary, is that it is all about Quincy Point area.
Yes.
And it has some old time recipes that would go into that time
so it's
frame.
It's a narrative format. So it's,
it is
it
a narrative
stories,
format.
Right? Yeah.
It tells stories. It we encourage people that put in recipes to tell the story of that recipe,
right.
Where it came from,
yep.
or how it was in their family.
It's a great way to preserve tradition.
It is.
You know,
it is. So Reverend Ann Suzadel mm-hmm. and was the backbone of this cookbook.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Reverend
yes.
Ann. That's great
yes.
to hear that she's still
alive. And a little aside, this is my granddaughter
yeah.
that's on the front.
Absolutely, we should highlight that for sure. So are the recipes contributed by members of the congregation?
They are.
Okay.
They are. They're also contributed by people who used to be in our church
okay.
that are no longer. One is Bill Ferguson, who is now a pastor in Duxbury.
Oh.
Grew up in our church,
oh.
and he has a recipe in here from his mom,
oh, nice.
And a wonderful story, as does Peter Johnston.
Okay.
So it's, and then there are parishioners, but there are also a lot of people from just the Quincy Point area.
Yes.
When we advertised and said we would like recipes from everyone, they also put recipes
it's,
in.
It's, you know, in so this, in this electronic age that we're in, these... especially local church cookbooks are still extremely popular, and you cannot replace them with an electronic, you know, version.
No.
There's something special about it.
And the other thing is, you usually know that they're going to be good.
That's right. They've been time tested.
That's right.
Absolutely.
That's right. If they like it, then they're going to have that in. So this is truly a Quincy Point area cookbook.
Yes. Okay, good.
Yeah.
And so is there many of those available, Deanna?
Yes,
okay.
yes,
okay.
yes. There are plenty available.
Okay. Not an auction item, so you can just go and
purchase
them.
It's not an auction item.
Okay.
They are $15.
Okay.
And the money from these cookbooks yep. goes to the McKinney-Vento project.
Oh, which is what?
Which is...
The McKinney-Vento project is monitored or run by the Quincy school system, and it's a fund that is used to help unhoused teens.
Oh, okay.
So whatever we can contribute, whether it's money to help them find a place to stay,
yes.
or if there are in-kind items such as personal care items or anything like
okay.
that, it's really a very... I think it's been here for I don't know how many years now, but it's been in Quincy for a number of years,
okay.
and it's just been a lifeline for so many kids. Thank Leslie Bridson, who is part of the Quincy Public School System,
yes.
who operates, who runs this, and just does a fantastic job.
Yes, I know the Quincy Lions Club Giving Tree fundraiser also is benefiting that this year as
mm-hmm.
well. So it's, you know, it's as I said, I think I said before, it's good and it's bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's good that there's help available for these folks. It's bad that it's needed, especially
mm-hmm.
here in Quincy, right?
But, right.
So this is
yeah.
a great way to help
yeah.
that effort.
So I think we've already given $3,000 from
that's
the
fantastic.
Cookbook sales.
That's great.
But there are some left,
okay.
and that's where it will go.
Okay, excellent. So what else, Deanna? You brought, I mean,
we
everything.
Brought all kinds
yeah,
of things.
Yeah, you brought all kinds
of well,
stuff.
Well, we have a lot of things that are made from recycled denim.
Okay.
And this is a cute little one. This is also an antique piece of lace.
Ah.
So it's just, they're just kind of fun things.
Yeah,
that,
hold it up a little bit higher.
Gifts,
there you go. Yeah.
Gifts that you can get for your little granddaughter that wants to put her things in here and
fun.
Coat it around.
These are handmade, right?
Whatever. They are,
yeah.
all handmade.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and they're from... they're from old jeans, and as you can see on the back, there's the seam
yeah.
from the old jeans.
It's unmistakable, right?
Yeah. Right.
And you know it'll last yeah. because it's made of denim. So
that's right.
Excellent.
Yes. And then we have another parishioner
yes.
who does a lot of woodworking,
okay.
and this is one of his unique little cars that he's made. that will be for sale.
Fun.
And he also has done a lot of Christmas decoration things. So come on over and see all the things that Doug has made.
Who is it?
It's Doug Tatro.
Okay, nice work, Doug. That looks like maybe a car from the 40s, perhaps. That theme. It's real wheels and it does roll.
And
Reverend gift baskets, I know, are always popular at church events, right?
Yeah. Right. We have a number of gift baskets for sale. This one is the Nutcracker.
Quite appropriate.
Theme. Yes. Here's a little dress that someone could pretend to be Clara, the heroine of the Nutcracker. And then there are some books here about the Nutcracker. And here's one for kids that if you turn it on, when you press the little note in the book here, it will play excerpts from the Nutcracker.
Oh, do press it.
Yeah. Well, it's not.
Oh, it's not activated.
It's not activated yet.
Gotcha.
Now we'll leave that for the parents to deal with.
Okay.
And then there's this really lovely little Nutcracker blanket as well.
Okay. Okay. Now all the funds raised at the marketplace, are they geared to any specific areas of the church? Mm-hmm. They are.
Yes, all of the funds that we generate are going to what we're calling our 10,000 diaper.
Yeah.
I don't know if we could
there
show
you
that
yep,
or
you
not.
Got it.
The
yep.
10,000 diaper campaign that we are hoping to raise enough money or just to have donations to get 10,000 diapers.
10,000.
It's a challenge.
Yeah.
And right now we're over halfway there.
That's amazing.
Part of that is we were reading the Interfaith Social Services annual report and realized how much that they donate for diapers. Mm-hmm. They donate over 60,000 diapers every year. And diapers are not covered by SNAP or other benefits. So this is something that we thought we could at least have put a dent in and just have this challenge, collect as many as we can, and that way their money can go toward food or other kinds of needs that people have.
Yes.
And we're looking for all sizes, but mostly size 4, 5, and 6.
Okay. All right. Good to know. And they can bring them right to the church?
They can bring them right to the church. Okay. We're collecting them until the 14th of December.
Okay.
And then we will be bringing them to Interfaith Social Services. So what we would really like to do is create a Christmas tree out of diapers.
Yeah.
How big a 10,000 diaper Christmas tree will be.
Wow. Okay.
And dedicate that and then bring that to Interfaith.
Do they know that you're doing this for them?
Yes. We did want to let them know before we showed up with trucks full of diapers.
So they can make a spot.
They can make a, yes.
But you know, we laugh about it. It sounds kind of funny, but it's a significant expense for families.
Mm-hmm.
As you mentioned, there's no subsidy for it at all. A small package like that is probably $5 or $6.
$5 or $6,
which will last you, a day or two, depending on how many children you have, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, so that is a significant blow to someone's budget.
It is. For sure. And in looking at cloth diapers, because some people will argue that cloth diapers are what people should be gearing toward because of the ecological thing, but when you think of the amount of time or in the amount of water that's used
with
cloth diapers, and also the convenience of having disposable diapers, and it's also more sanitary to have disposable diapers with you than a cloth diaper. So it almost evens out at the end.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So
and a lot of those people don't have access to washers and dryers too.
That too. Yeah.
So that makes it even more challenging.
Sure. Okay. So again, through the 14th, folks can just stop by the church if they want to make a donation.
Yep. During office hours from 9 to 5.
9 to 5, okay. Or monetary donation.
Or monetary donation, we will purchase those on their behalf.
Okay. Back to tomorrow's event for just a minute, Deanna. So it runs from 9 to 3, right?
It runs from 9 to 3.
Okay.
We will be having lunch served between 11 and 2.
Oh, okay. What's on the menu?
Chili.
Yum.
And several different kinds of hot dogs.
Okay.
Because we did have a hot dog challenge.
Yes, you did.
And we had a winner.
Okay.
And the winner was the grandson of Bill Drakeo, who was the dancing cop that was between Southern Artery and Washington Street. And I think most people in Quincy know who Officer Bill was.
Yep.
And his grandson is also a police officer. not in Quincy, but his name is Chris Kaborian.
Okay.
And he made the Fenway Frank.
Ah, okay.
And everything that he put in that Frank had a reason.
Huh.
The blue, the gold, and the green were from the old Panthers that used to be, that used to play in Quincy Point.
Oh, okay.
And yeah. So everything had to think. And Chris is going to be there at the beginning around 11 o'clock.
Okay.
So come and have one of his Franks.
Okay.
And he'll tell you all about it.
Okay. Right, so a very local connection.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very good. Yeah. So what else happens during the day?
We have a bakery that has all kinds of wonderful things. Some of the things that you may find the recipes from the cookbook.
Okay, so you can try them out?
Try them out.
All right.
There's gently used jewelry.
Okay.
There's all of Doug's toys and things. There is an All Hands In, which is another nonprofit that works, and they are there to benefit women's shelters.
Oh, okay.
So what else is there? There's an Elegance Boutique,
okay,
which are gently used things that people might find interesting.
Yeah.
We have an array of plants this year, which is new.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have this corner where you can come and take your own Christmas photos.
Oh, very fun. Okay.
So that should be fun.
Yeah.
So bring your cameras and your grandkids and, you know, you can make your own photos at that point.
Very good. Something for everyone, it sounds
like. Something for everyone.
Now, the silent auction, I'm sorry, were you going to say something else?
No, I was just going to say, and there's an array of raffle baskets. You can buy,
right, I was
you can buy
first.
Your tickets.
Okay.
And we draw those in on Sunday morning.
Okay. All right. So you don't have to be there to win.
You don't have to be there to win.
Okay.
And we'll let you know, and then you can come and pick them up.
And same for the silent auction? Do you have to be there?
The silent auction is also the same.
Same thing.
We do that on Sunday.
Okay.
Yes.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anything else we should let folks know about right now?
I guess on the 14th, when we do the diapers, we need to put all these diapers in bags of 25 for internet, for social services.
For interfaith,
yeah. And so that is a good
volunteer opportunity. More hands, make light work.
Where you can come and help us, because just think about how many 25-pound, 25-number bags you're going to have to make out of 10,000 diapers. That's also a challenge.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Ladies, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thanks for stopping by. I hope we've helped get the word out for you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Very welcome.